Welcome to the GGB podcast. We're doing another in our series of GGB live events here at ICE in Barcelona. And my guest today is Craig Toner, the CEO of Aristocrat America. That's correct?
Yes. Yeah. CEO of Gaming Global.
Okay, of gaming. Okay, great. Well, you know, as I mentioned, I've been a big fan of Aristocrat for years. Hector did a great job when he was there, and he's moved on to new things. And you know, I've known some of your people, Tom O'Brien. I've known since he was a slot attendant.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. So you've got a great team there. So you've led the industry for years in new innovations. You know, when you talk about things like the Buffalo Games and then the Lightning Links, I mean, you've left everybody in the dust. How will you keep that momentum going now that you're in charge?
So we continue to invest above the industry in our D&D spend, which goes to the content and also the hardware. So you're seeing new hardware coming out now, our new Baron cabinets just hitting the markets in the US, and we launched last week in EMEA, and also new content like Momo Mummy, Baozoo, and more recently Phoenix Link as well. So that's the next family generation for Dragon. So we continue to invest to make sure we keep that content coming.
Okay, great. So you oversee more than just the US, right? You oversee Latin America as well?
LATAM, EMEA, Asia, APAC, New Zealand.
So the whole thing. you've got the big shebang there. So how do you approach all those markets? Because you know they're all different. There's a lot of different nuances in each market.
They are very different, and that's part of our investment into the content, because we can then drive more tailored content to each individual market, because they are very, very different bet structures, different volatilities. So we are able to tailor that content to really get the key player in those markets, rather than just port a standard game that may or may not hit the market in those individual territories.
Right. Yeah. So product development obviously is very important to you. How many studios do you have now, Brian?
Ooh. Now you're going to test me. We have, I think we're at 11 studios now, so 11 or 12.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we're good friends with some of your top game developers, Joe Chemico, of course, leading the way, and you know, they've got amazing talent there. So how do you keep them happy? Because there's a lot of competition between all of them.
So that's the benefit of being global and in every market. Yeah. So we can offer them all those markets and the different segments, whether it's gaming ops, leasing, for sale, and now with the interactive business, we can have then the benefit of leveraging that content in the online world, so we're opening that up for them as well. So multiple omni-channel content.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how do you work with that? I mean, do you tell one studio develop an online game for me, and then hopefully port that over to a land-based?
So we work with the studios, we give them insights into the markets, and it's a collaborative process, and you know, they are creatives, and so they come up with the ideas.
Right.
We then help them understand the details and the insights for the market, so then they can tailor those games to the markets.
Right.
And then when we know we've got a successful one, we then work through, okay, where would we like to port or modify that for the individual markets.
Okay, great. So tell us about your VLT and your Class 2 markets. I mean, that's a huge market.
We call that our crown jewel in the business. Sure. So it's
Class 2 was only Aristocrat, you know, but now you're still very successful there.
Absolutely. So it's all about strong partnerships with those in Oklahoma tribal customers, and then outside in the other Class 2 markets, so in California, and then the VLT markets as well. So it's about strong partnerships, strong product, and having the best people. So I call it the three P's: people, product, and partnerships.
Sure, no question about that. So online, you acquired NeoGames a few years ago, did that really launch you forward pretty quickly in that market?
Yeah, so we had this strategy for going into online. We were working through an organic approach, and then we will always consider M&A where it can accelerate a strategy, and obviously Neo had the platforms across iGaming, iLottery, content and aggregation, sports betting, so that just helped accelerate us now, and now we're focusing on how do we get the great content back catalog. We've got a very broad and deep catalog. The most recent sort of key game was Buffalo, and it's going exceptionally well, and then you look at the content we still have to come with Lightning Link, Dragon Link, Phoenix Link, Momo Mummy.
Yeah.
It's you know, you name it, we can get it onto that content. So we're focused on getting that content to online now.
So the last time I talked to Hector, he was still evaluating how you're going to enter the sports betting market. Are you still considering that?
So with the interactive side of the business, we do have a company that came with that Neo had acquired called BTO Bet. So that's about how do we then integrate all of that into the one platform. So that's being worked through on the iGaming side, which Modi runs.
Okay, yeah, great, great. So you've had the Oasis system for quite some time now. Now you've upgraded to Oasis Core. How's that been working out for you?
So it's been going very well. Good feedback from customers, and it's about, you know, moving it, modernizing it, and actually starting to drive the insights from the data that we have, and then so we can add the value back to the customers there. But again, that's more in Modi's side of the world, but we obviously serve the same customer as
sure,
well.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the biggest announcements you made was a couple of years ago when you announced your partnership with the NFL.
Yes.
And those machines that really took off pretty quickly. Now you've just launched NFL Triple Score. How's that working, and is that enhancing that?
Absolutely. So we call it Season 2, so right. We are in the football game after all. So the new SSP product is going exceptionally well, so we're getting very strong take up, and we're mm-hmm. seeing orders coming in for that. We still have a lot of the MSP product out there sure. with the original NFL game, so it's holding its own out there as well. And we continue to innovate, and we're looking for that to be a long-term partnership with the NFL.
Okay.
And we are then starting to work through launching that internationally now. So we're launching that into LATAM next week, I believe.
Yeah.
Might be this week. I can't remember.
It's coming up.
So, yeah, so now it's about how do we start to leverage that right. across the broader global markets. And
so like every season, can we expect a new version of the NFL game?
We will continue to iterate and deliver new content just like any content. So right. you need to keep it fresh and relevant and up to date. So okay. we'll always be looking to keep that coming through.
Well, the Triple Score is on your new one of your leading hardware devices, the Max Portrait. Does that make it look that much more dynamic?
Yep, so that's part of the best content, best right. product. So it's industry leading, wins awards all the time. Sure. So yeah, we're very proud of our cabinets and our
right.
content.
Right, right. Well, Eilers & Krejcik, it's like Aristocrat, every other award is you guys win. So that's always exciting.
It is.
So you've also announced a new branded series called House of the Dragon.
Yes.
How is that working? What's the idea behind that?
So that's the follow-on from Game of Thrones, yeah. and Game of Thrones was one of our most successful that's licensed right, yeah. products. So we're very confident that we know the product, we know the players that like that product,
right.
and now with the new iteration following on from Game of Thrones, we're very confident we can continue that that genre and keep those players entertained and yeah. Staying with us.
I think your Eilers & Krejcik dominance started with the Buffalo game, and you still are adding to that. Yes. What's new there, and what award are you going to win this year?
I'd like to win them all.
Right.
So we have several Buffalo games, so we're working through, you know, repeat spin, multi-progressive. So it's about leveraging that strong brand that the players know and hitting all the different play types that they're looking
right.
for. So we'll continue to innovate and drive that brand for sure.
Yeah, okay, great, yeah. great. So the ICE trade show is huge. I mean, it's...
Seems to be getting bigger from London.
London was big, I thought. This is gigantic.
Yeah.
What does this mean to Aristocrat?
So for us, EMEA is a key growth market for us to focus on, and one of those decisions that we made to really step it up, we have a joint booth with our online business, or rather having two stands, one in the gaming hall, one in the online hall. We're in with the cool kids in the online hall.
Yeah.
That's a deliberate decision to make it so that we can show, hey, we can offer a whole entire portfolio.
Right.
And really demonstrate that the content can go across both channels.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're finding it really great. We're having some really good conversations
sure.
And a lot of interest.
Yeah, and you're getting some new customers here?
Yes, I believe we do.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some more today.
Yeah, from all over the world, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. There's customers from Asia, from ANZ, Canada are here as well, so
So one more question, what are your priorities for the next year?
For me, it's about keeping the growth going, so and how do I do that? It's about having the best people,
yeah.
so having a strong team around us, get the key talent, keep those creators getting the great content. The product, so making sure we have the best product, getting out there, getting the right distribution, and then it's about those partnerships with the customers,
right.
so really getting out there and becoming a true partner, moving on from transactional, hey,
sure.
selling some cabinets, we'll see you next year, to, okay, we've got some cabinets, how about we do a Buffalo theme? steam room or a dragon room, sure. and really how do we help you drive your business, because when our customers are successful, we'll grow with them. Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being in one of the Vegas casinos where you did a whole buffalo room.
That's very impressive when you see it on mass. Yeah.
Well, it must be nice for you to see all the same games.
Yeah, very proud.
Well, Craig, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. And maybe we'll catch up with you later this year in Vegas, and we'll talk about what you've done since then.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
To read more about the topics presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com. To subscribe to GGB's Executive Summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.